Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, I want to talk about shit omelets and Trump cakes, otherwise known as revisiting crap or cone. Now, I have fallen into a little bit of a bad habit, starting the day with a breakfast of dog crap. I think I have a little bit of an addiction to dog crap. And in case you're worried about my E. coli risks, I'm talking in metaphor. I have been starting the day, first thing I'm doing, I'm still being pretty good at this. I'm doing 15 minutes of yoga in the morning and having tea. But then one of the first things I do when I get online is I check the trending topics on Twitter. And inevitably, at least one of them has to do with something atrocious that the President of the United States has said. And I have this sick need to check it out. And then I click on that, the term, and then it pulls up all these different people. Like, so I just get like this fire hose of versions of the same type of outrage. And then often at night when I'm, you know, having a break or throughout the day when I might be eating and I want to watch a quick video but not long enough to watch, you know, a full episode of something, I will click a clip from one of the funny news shows, from Daily Show or for Seth Meyers, and they're very, very funny and inevitably revisit these shit sandwiches. And I devour them. My digital diet right now is equal parts dog crap than anything else that I'm consuming. And that is a problem. Why? Well, because of crap or cone. I know this. What is crap or cone? First of all, I get so excited when I see people use this term. For some people, it makes just, and I'm one of those people, which is why today, I don't know if anyone is paying attention or listening or watching, but I need to hear this, so I'm going to say it. At every moment in your life, you're holding an ice cream cone in this hand, and you've got one foot in dog crap. Constantly. You always have something amazing. You've always got your friends, sunsets, your favorite foods, great music. At the same time, exact same time, you've also got aches and pains, people that don't like you, past regrets, the President of the United States. Always the same. The same period of time, these things are both happening. And the degree in which you enjoy your life is determined by where you place your focus. And far too often, we put down our ice cream cones and go, oh my God, you have got to smell this. And that's what I've been doing. When I click on those things, when I go seeking out, I'm like, where's the shit today? Where's the shit today? Oh, look who found, they found some horrific shit. Meanwhile, I'm like wandering off, leaving my ice cream to melt without me. And it's tricky because, you know, you have this feeling like you need to be outraged. You can't ignore this stuff. True. But there's a difference between ignoring and obsessing about making it the source of your diet, especially when you do nothing about it. If you pay attention to the shit on the ground and because you're trying to avoid it, or you're trying to brainstorm a shoe that doesn't track shit as well, or you're trying to figure out how to communicate to the dog owner so that they don't poop in the places that you're walking. These are all perfectly good reasons to be thinking about poop. But not just because you go, oh, this sickening righteous indignation that is addictive. It's like the car crash fascination, except you're crashing your own car into this pile of crap. this practice was inspired by my grandfather, who people sometimes say, oh, I love that phrase that your grandpa said, crap or cone. Like, he never said that. That was my way of trying to make his life into something digestible, make his gratitude and focus into something that I could quickly remember when I'm getting over focused on anything but ice cream. And he was not someone who just lived in a la la land bubble. Every day of his life, he would write letters to his congresspeople. He was very active. He, in his younger part of his life, he was ran for certain offices and he had a radio show. And he was an activist. He marched. But as soon as he puts down his sign, as soon as he hits send on the email, he goes back and goes, look at that. Ice cream over here, ice cream over there, ice cream everywhere. And so it feels like the lawn is covered in dog crap right now. And maybe it is. But I am going to stop waking up and charging out onto the lawn and rolling in it. No more shit omelets and Trump cakes to start my day. It is not a part of a well-balanced breakfast. Now, ice cream for breakfast. That's more my style. Crap or cone? I choose cone. People tend to think that there is a responsibility to focus on what's wrong. And some people feel like that is what motivates them to take action in the world. And I respect that. You know, anger is a gift, as Rage Against the Machine so eloquently screamed. And if that is your motivator, fantastic. But be aware of if it is a motivator and how it is a motivator. For me, I find that I tend to lose energy and become more pessimistic and find less incentive to do anything the more I kind of see the world as shit covered. The more that I see ice cream, the more I am inspired and energized to share ice cream. There's this responsibility to be aware of and focusing on the negative because it needs fixing. And people say like, dude, you just got to face reality, man. You got to face reality. And the reality is that we have a near infinite number of things that we could pay attention to and a finite number of moments in our life. So yes, we should dedicate some of those moments to activism, to making things better for others and ourselves. And we should spend a whole bunch of that precious time celebrating the gift of consciousness, celebrating the human experience, celebrating the gift of a sensation-filled life and an emotion-filled life and the journey of excitement and drama and love and lust and surprise. Whee! And trying to use that energy as the incentive to expand the number of people that can experience that joy, that can celebrate life. And if you're only focused on the crap, it feels like the world is crap. And it's not. It has crap in it. And it always has. There has always been corruption. There has always been evil people. There has always been horrific, torturous behavior between animals and human beings. Tons of evidence will say it's getting better, better, better. Not in the animals. Animals still treat each other pretty much the same. There's not a lot of self-growth in the jackal community or in the tarantula wasp community. They still, you know, rip things to shreds and lay their eggs inside living creatures and devour them. So, yes, there's crap. Yes, there is cone. Let's have a hug. Let's do that. Wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders. And let's just take a moment to be grateful for this body. All the sensations we get to experience. The front row seat and the unfolding of the universe that we get to just take in. Wow. And beneath this physical experience of the world, we have this emotional and thought-based experience where we interpret things and think some things are better than others, and we judge things, and that's part of the fun of this adventure, is taking sides and seeing injustice and appreciating and making mistakes. But that's just a very surface level experience of being alive. Deep beneath that is this purity, the raw light and love that shines through us, that shines through everyone before it gets caught up and obstructed by our thoughts and our experiences and our beliefs. And we're all privy. We all have that light and love shining through us. And so for just a few moments, let's remember that it's shining through everyone, and let's forgive people for how their experiences have twisted it up, and let's forgive ourselves for when we get twisted up. Let's just take three breaths, appreciating life itself and that gorgeous life and love that illuminates each one of us. Three breaths, in through the nose, on behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the Love Warriors, happy Hug Nation. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you like this, would you give it a thumbs up? It would make a big difference to me. And subscribe if you haven't. And also, I just recorded a how-to broadcast, talking about the equipment that I use for doing these videos and Facebook Lives. If you're interested, join my mailing list and I'll get that out to you. It's at list.hugnation.com. Thanks.